All right, here with Andre Gunst, the junior outside hitter from Georgia Tech Volleyball. This past weekend, you split in the Northeast. You dropped Syracuse match 3-2, but won 3-1 at Boston College. Syracuse match was a really close one, 34 tied scores, 17 lead changes, and three of the sets went to extra points. Discuss that contest and just how close it was.
Yeah, it was a super close match. It was a little bit disappointing to lose it because we played so well and they're doing really well in conference, and we really had a shot to take it from them, but they played a good match. But it was a hard-fought loss, and so going into the next game, we knew that we could take it to Boston College, so that's what we did.
Yeah, speaking of Boston College match, won that 3-1. Four players had 10-plus kills, including you. Overall, discuss the offensive balance that, and Coach Calle's talked about it, trying to have multiple outside hitters and middles contribute. And it looked like this was maybe one of the clear examples of that this season with four players with 11 kills.
Yes, we did a really good job distributing the ball, keeping the other team guessing where we were going to set. And I think that's what gave us a lot of one-on-ones when we hit. Our middles were one-on-one all the time. They had corners to swing all day. And then since they were scoring really well, it opened up the outsides. And so our setters distributed the ball really well. And it showed, obviously. A lot of us got double-digit kills, and it was a good performance offensively.
Yeah, I just talked with Askin about the standings. Right now, you are currently 9th and 6-6, so 500 record in conference. Do you look at the standings and kind of see where you are, or are you just more focused on your upcoming matches?
I think we're more focused on our upcoming matches, just because we know we've got some tough teams coming up, some teams that have performed well in the ACC, but we also know that we've performed really well in the ACC so far, and we've competed really well against the top teams that we've already played, so there's no doubt in our mind that we can take it to any team we play from here on out in the rest of the season.
And speaking of standings, Duke is your next matchup on Friday. They're directly ahead of you in the standings. Do you look at that as an opportunity to move up into your standings and stay above 500 in the conference?
Yeah, it's definitely, any match is going to be an opportunity for us. We've got some great teams to play against. Duke is playing well. They're similar to how we play. And so it's going to be a good battle on Friday. We're looking forward to a good match and hopefully coming out on top.
And lastly, you have Wake Forest, your next home matchup. They're below you in the standings. How does the team just stay focused on your goals and achieving what you have to, and not looking at that team and saying, okay, they're inferior to us on paper and things like that?
I think on any given day in the ACC, the way that the teams are playing, anyone can beat anyone. And so that's the mindset that we have to go into every single game with, no matter where they are in the standings, no matter where we are in the standings. Every game we have to come out with the same mentality that we're going to go out there and take care of our business and play Georgia Tech volleyball. So whether it's Duke on the other side or whether it's Wake Forest, we're going to come out and we're going to try to play the same.